The result wasn't what the Broncos wanted here at Sports Authority Field on Sunday, but the game capped a weekend-long celebration with the Broncos welcoming Red Miller into the Ring of Fame and Terrell Davis being honored pregame in front of the hometown fans for his 2017 Hall of Fame induction.
And the sweetest part about this is that I was able to share this moment with all of you in the stands today.
This is what I was looking forward to, this one, because it's where it started, and all the fans and who's been behind me, my family and teammates and people who didn't get a chance to go to Canton. It was kind of a special day for them. Couldn't have asked for a better city, better team, better fan base to make it at all possible. So you got to give back, man. And so it feels good to be able to share this moment with them.
Red took us to that Super Bowl and then the playoffs the 2 years after that. He set the foundation for the successes that have come after and the great organization that you see today.
Just the icing on the cake for a great career and just an appreciation from this town for a job well done a long time ago. That's all he wanted to do was do a good job.
Direct your attention to the east side of the stadium as we ask our fans to unveil Red Miller's name in the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame.
He has been appreciated for the last 40 years, really, by this community. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Broncos country, let's give a big mile high salute to Pro Football Hall of Famers Terrell Davis, Gary Zimmerman, John Elway, and Floyd Little.
I was talking to Carl Mecklenburg, and you see what Dennis Smith is right there, and you talk to those guys, like, I'm shocked that that team, that era, no one on defense has the gold jacket. So hopefully we can get behind them and start to push it a little bit more to get more guys recognized.
Terrell Davis becomes just the fifth Bronco with the Hall of Fame symbol added next to his name on the Ring of Fame facade here at the stadium. The next name, however, that the Broncos will be looking to put a Hall of Fame symbol next to, owner Pat Bowlen. He will be eligible in 2018 in the contributors category. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.